In the context of channels of social media, the users are in fact ready, like users like me, we are ready to embrace this technology as there is a wide variety. Imagine if you could purchase a perfume online and there was some technology which makes you smell that perfume. So your olfactory senses are actually encaptivated or engaged. So it's a very unique concept, and you know, this will use technology and amalgamation of different technologies to bring this together. But nevertheless, the future is extremely exciting. So brands need to ensure that AR content is relevant to the user's intent and can be easily shared. So this is one thing which people have to develop a fine balance or a fine line when applying this technology. So brands would have a tendency of showing off with you know, the content through AR, which should not be right. So what they should ideally do is they should restrict themselves from the point of relevance, so that the AR technology correctly depicts what is, you know, in line with the content or what is the major purpose. To make the strategy work, the brands need to effectively leverage AR on social media. This is, of course, self-explanatory, needless of any explanation. The brands need to visualize the user's experience where they're able to try the products and make a purchase without ever walking. So this replaces the need of a physical store. Now, there's nothing wrong with visiting a physical store, but many a times when there is a huge amount of traffic on the road, commuting is difficult, the use of such technologies helps. AR transforms your current environment by adding digital information to your line of sight, which is about to make it so popular. So AR, or augmented reality, is quickly becoming one of the hottest trends, one of the newest trends, much sorted after trends, okay, and is now being worldwide, on a worldwide level, being appreciated as an innovative and creative way of connecting with online audiences and increasing the amount of engagement that is to be had. Thus, being so unique, being so different, this is in fact the landscape or the game changer, because the way the promotions will be observed, will be viewed by the users, is going to completely become different. It will create a complete widened sense of vision in this particular aspect. As I had said, as I had mentioned, currently we are limited to two dimensions and just the use of our two senses, that is the visual as well as the auditory. The other senses, currently their use is quite nascent. So with the coming of AR, we will have a three-dimensional perspective, as well as we would be able to use the touch of sense, the touch of space, the sense of space, the sense of touch, the sense of smell as well. So wouldn't that be really wonderful? So now many of us have questions of how that would happen, but there would be technology to back this and make this a reality. Now we are going to look at not just technology, but also human beings who are a part of that technology. Basically, the users that interact on our social media channels. One of the major users that are currently utilizing social media on their smartphones, on their tablets, are people that belong to a generation called as the Generation Z. So a lot of us are already aware of who is a person belonging to Generation Z. This is basically a person who is a post-millennial or a centennial generation. To simplify matters, it's generally a person who's born after the 2000s. So after 2000, so probably a person who's 18 or 19 years of age, a relatively young person, very techno-savvy, comes under this particular definition. The reason brands need to recognize the audiences belonging to this generation is because they are, as I mentioned, extremely tech savvy and have never known a non-digital world. Just imagine people who are born post the 2000s. The internet is already there. It has there in its mature form. The advent of social media has already started. Sites like Orkut, LinkedIn, Facebook have already made their presence in the year 2005 and above, and ahead. So they know, they have grown with this technology. They have spent the last 15, 18 years being a part. For example, many children today, 4 years old, 5 year old, they know how to operate a lot of the features of our cell phones. So this is no different. Many of the young generations are already, experts on, going to Facebook, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. So marketing to such people is exciting as well as it is full of challenges. So what we need to do is, as marketers, as brand advocates, as brands, in fact, we need to capture as much information and knowledge as possible that is related to the Generation Z or the Gen Z, as it is popularly called. So a key piece of knowledge that might lead to the success of social media marketing to this audience is their multidimensional methodology to the social media. Now, this is, in simple words, a diverse perspective, a very broad outlook that they possess. Okay, so they use different platforms for different activities. So majority of the people posting photos and visual information generally prefer, from this particular generation, the use of Instagram, because they know the importance of having followers. If it's a basic post, if it's a social post, they know that that needs to go on Facebook. If there is a broadcast that needs to be done, probably they might use the Messenger app or the WhatsApp. If it's another thing like, retweeting, they will definitely use Twitter. So they know these channels in and out. They know the effectiveness and are considered as advanced or supreme users of social media. So Generation Z is thus the next consumer powerhouse. The next reason being, today they can take purchases, they take money from their parents. They might have a KaaB account, being less, 18 years or so. But once they start joining jobs, they will do heavy purchasing, and majority of their purchasing will have a bias of, online to websites. And one of the leading factors there would be the content that they will receive on social media. So now we need to devise strategies and approaches to create the desired level of engagement to make the most out of purchases done by Generation Z. So the promotional content created and shared by brands in order to appeal to this generation needs to be extremely specific. Now, as mentioned in the previous slide, they have a specific approach. They use specific channels for specific stuff. So the message needs to be short and concise. It needs to be concise. It needs to be very powerful. You cannot beat around the bush when you're considering this audience. Thus, the promotional content must be customized to each platform while keeping the overall intent uniform. So this is of importance that we need to consider. Promotional email campaigns also are important, because this generation has also been using emails. So these need to be designed to target the generation, and they are not concise with relevant value might be ignored. So time is of an extreme importance to this generation, and this generation, they excel in managing time. They want things fast. So those emails which are not concise will be absolutely ignored. So this is very important in cognizance or in conjunction with the social media content. So brands can therefore use the following engagement techniques to enhance their approach The first one being ensuring of superior design. The next one is develop active engagement opportunities. The next of these elements should be include this generation in the message that catches their promotional offerings, and of course define a sense of purpose. So in the next slide that follows, this is the slide, we are going to look at ensuring of superior design in more detail. Now, as we know, many of the Gen Zs, they are accustomed to high quality, whether it's customer service, whether it's products that they are purchasing, or anything for that matter. So precision matters, and matters, what matters is the aesthetics and a superior design. So this generation will not even consider as an option for purchasing if there is any lack in the goodwill or the credentials or the aesthetics that the brand presents in front of them. Thus, to placate this generation, placate meaning thus to appeal to this generation, we need to have superior self-service and automation. So continuous interaction happening is important with this audience. So these are trends which cater to the technology driven audiences. So these audiences are far superior in their knowledge and the usage of technology. Hence, the offering should also follow suit. The next is the development of active engagement opportunities. So with the help of technologies, with the help of content, there should be a very high level of engagement with such audiences. So study conducted in this context indicates that Gen Z expect extreme amount of authenticity from the promotions, and they are not really hostile to advertising because they know the value of time. So today, unlike the older times when there was no traffic on the roads, when people used evenings as a social occasion, they enjoyed shopping. Today, as you can see, in majority of the cities in India, like Mumbai, take Delhi, take Pune, take Bangalore, Hyderabad, much of the time is spent commuting. So just imagine if you don't have your popular mall close to your home, it is going to create problems with commuting, and many people would rather prefer the comfort of their homes rather than, you know, going through a lot of traffic. So the younger generation wants things faster. They want things from a competitive base so that they could have some price comparisons. Hence, they are not that hostile to advertisements and promotions. So brands should create promotional videos catered to the medium of choice to engage them during the online promotions. This is an extremely important point which brands need to realize. So the important element here is the inclusion of this generation when a promotional message is being created. So maybe you could ask the opinions, maybe you could involve them in quizzes, in surveys. So brands thus can create an approach or a strategy where people from this generation feel immersed or engaged. So this will help. So an example of this is the current cosmetic campaigns which ask for opinions, which also incentivize by sending small pouches or probably some trial packs when people participate in campaigns. The next element which helps in creating engagement with this generation is the defining of a sense of purpose. So studies done for this particular generation, they demonstrate that this crowd, or this, you can say, audience is interested in equality in terms of economic strata and equity in terms of gender and race. So when messages are being given, there should be no biases or prejudices when it comes to the different genders or with different races. Hence, Generation Z, as it grows in size, the brands will have to adapt and learn to connect in novel ways and strategies on the social media. So by now, I think, friends, you have understood quite a bit about how we can go about marketing and creating a message which is powerful enough to placate this particular generation. So, in this context, let us understand some of the strategies for alluring and retaining the growing Generation X. So, one of the important strategies is using more of the content that has been created by audience. If you remember, if we have to pause at this particular place, I would request you to pause and recollect an important example. Now, what was that important example that I had given in one of the chapters? So, if you just, you know, recollect now that you have paused, if you need more time, you can just press the pause button that is available to you on your laptop or on your mobile screen. Well, let me give it to you. If you don't recollect, it was the toy maker Lego that played an important part and how it was able to build a community and leverage that for its profits and for spreading the message and rekindling the joy of playing with Lego. So they ideally used content created. They did not limit people. So users were creating content and putting it on YouTube. So this was a very important example. The next is leveraging the tech-savvy nature. So probably you can involve them in designing. You can ask their opinions. You can ask them, you can quiz them online, and you can generate an interaction. The next is creating persuasive user experience, which is extremely important. Now, these people need to be shown powerful content, which actually proves helpful in them staying for longer time on your particular blog or website. The next is getting to the point. So being brief, being concise is extremely important. Creating a focused objective, as we have discussed in the previous slide. Again, a bias, a stereotype does not work with this audience. So don't brand something in a biased fashion or don't be stereotypical. The last one is values of the brand need to be showcased on preferred channels. Extremely important that we represent and we showcase and we reflect the values that are there. Otherwise, they might just be snappy. They just might pull out from reading that, or they might bounce off your particular blog or website. So after having had a lengthy discussion, a detailed discussion about how to engage the Generation Z audience, let us now look at how we can go about creating content that is called as ephemeral. Ephemeral is the name of it, indicates momentary or temporary content. So that is basically what ephemeral means. So the constantly changing and evolving nature of social media brings about a constant stream of trends and buzzwords. Now, what is the need to create this momentary content? So the idea here is to bank on the psychology of people where something temporary is quite valuable. If you move to the yesteryears, you will realize limited editions were created. So probably limited edition of a car, limited edition of a shoe, limited edition of an apparel. Okay. So what happened is to get these limited editions, people used to really show a sense of urgency, and people who missed out really considered themselves as unlucky. So this concept is also based on the fear of losing out or fear of missing out. So ephemeral content needs to be quickly viewed before it vanishes. Okay, so a channel which has started using ephemeral content currently is Instagram. Thus, using ephemeral content on Snapchat and Instagram stories can be a valuable source of lead generation and conversion. So Snapchat and Instagram both are pretty new social media channels. They are not like the old ones. They have new technology. So they are the ones who are currently taking the initiative or lead for this type of content. So as a marketing strategy, as I had mentioned a few slides back, the concept of ephemeral content is based on a primeval fear of missing out or FOMO. So FOMO is nothing but if it gets over or if it is not available to me, what will I do? So that is the fear in minds of people. So that's the reason why limited editions exist or limited time offers. So these captivate or leverage the power of FOMO or the kind of grip that FOMO has on us. That is the fear of missing out. Hence, ephemeral content consists of momentary media, which has a rich content that is majorly images and videos that are only accessible for a brief period. So these are like those limited period offers that we generally see when something has to be sold on an urgent basis. Currently, this type of content is seen on Instagram, as I'd mentioned, as well as on Snapchat, where the online audiences can share images that can be viewed once or twice, but then they disappear. So these, of course, are replaced with more ephemeral content. So part of the attraction is that it taps into one of the key attractions, that is content creation. So continuous churning, continuous creation of new content and giving it to people creates that sense of excitement, and the content is always viewed as fresh and updated. So from the onset, the users, they are encouraged and along with them, the brands are encouraged to create content to join a community and add to the network's worth and value to the users. As with any aspect of a marketing strategy, when it comes to this type of content, the brand should have a robust plan. So they should be able to understand what is working well, when the changes, desired changes should come in place, what is the duration for the change and all the other things. So brands basically need to become more accustomed to the content and hosting of the features, the pros and cons and other aspects related to using the content to market this type of an offering. So it's very exciting, very different thought process. Given the nature of the platforms, it is important for brands to keep trying and not be afraid. So there is a certain sense of risk involved since it's a novel concept, it's an upcoming concept. So there might be some, element of heightened risk which needs to be considered. There are a number of reasons that this content is popular, as there are it's more of, you can say, authentic and simple. So more freshness is involved here. It is also worth remembering that the platforms are fun, both Snapchat and Instagram, and they have built-in filtered voice modifiers and pop culture tie-ins, which make them more enjoyable. Hence, this type of content is more acceptable to the audiences on this particular platform. Now let's take a look at the benefits of ephemeral content. One of the benefits is the ability to influence a larger volume or a large volume of users. Of course, if something is there for a limited period, people will generally scramble to make the most of it. Increase of user engagement. So if there is continuously new content, users are definitely going to engage. They will enjoy the process of looking at fresh content. Increase the content volume. So of course, with newer things coming up, being updated, there will be more bulk volume, and of course, boosting of loyalty, because nowadays the people love novelty and freshness. So here in detail, we are going to discuss what 4 points we had enlisted as a part of the smart art. So the first point is the ability to influence a larger volume of users. So brands need to analyze the powerful potential for a larger group of users that would be engaged. So the idea is, since you are putting in so much hard work, you would be changing content after a fortnight or a month or so. So the best part should be that more and more people should look at this ephemeral or temporary content. Actively posting single story items on Facebook, Instagram or Snapchat, these basically have the inherent capabilities or potentials to enhance the overall reach from the context of user-generated stories. So, like the Toy Story, like the Lego story, we can utilize ephemeral content in this particular manner, where it is also co-created by users. The next factor or next benefit that we have is that of increase in the user engagement. So this type of a content, it actually allows, it actually helps audiences to conduct their conversations, to interact in a better fashion with the brands. So a lot of individuals can crowdsource ideas, they can create the support needed for brands. They can be a part of this particular revolution. So ephemeral content promotions, they invite audiences to act on behalf. So let us say if Nike is requesting a user to design a t-shirt or a shoe, how wonderful would that be? Now people who've used Nike since ages would definitely look forward to this, and if their design is selected, maybe they could get some benefit or incentive. The next element is that this includes aspects like the ability to send an invitation, to create a brand related image or story, or even manipulate and edit the images. This is what I was referring to when I gave you the example of Nike. So sometimes you can notice even car manufacturing companies can solicit information about design, or they might ask for images from the users. The next is the increment in the volume of the content on the social media platforms. So once a visual concept is created, now imagine 100 users sending their temporary content through ephemeral type. So just imagine the kind of bulk or volume that would be created. So once a visual concept is created for this type, preparing and creating the material as well as time of distribution becoming streamlined for the brands would enable the brands to create a lot more content. So users along with the brand can create a huge bulk of content. A well-crafted ephemeral content strategy using images and rich media such as videos will help the brand. Of course, this is needless, it's self-explanatory, that it will reduce costs, that is the overheads and less effort, because there will be many people who will be contributing their efforts in order to create this wonderful type of temporary or momentary content. So in order for the brand to retain its visibility and likability, it needs to develop a solid reputation through transparency. One of the best methods brand loyalty can be enhanced is with ephemeral content, content that is co-created by users and the brand, content that is fresh, content that is appealing. So this campaign can be created in such a manner as to permit the audience a deeper insight into the brand's culture through the social media stories. Okay, now what we will do is we will now move or shift from the discussion. We have in-depth had a discussion in-depth about the ephemeral content. Now we shall see of devising strategies to enhance growth in influencer marketing. Now, many of you or all of you might recall that we have in fact have had a discussion about who are influencers, what are their roles and how they help. So here we will look at another facet, that is how in the future, or how the future is going to be affected by the growth in the marketing done by influencers and how brands can involve them actively. So influencer marketing is basically a form of marketing on the social media channels in which the focus is placed on key influential users rather than the entire market. So here is a kind of a targeted segmentation or segregation done, where only a few prominent users are targeted rather than the entire population. Aiming at influencers is seen as a process of magnifying promotions, because as we know, influencers have their own long follower list, which will subsequently be influenced by the decision taken by these prominent individuals. Thus, in order to enhance online promotions and limit the increasing trend of prospects to disregard marketing brands, needs to leverage the power of influencer marketing. So rather than marketing to people who will just brush away your content or will bounce off the websites, we take the help of focused efforts from the influencer. So if an influencer develops a liking for your content, purchases from your site, many will follow. To create a strategy around influencer marketing, we need to understand the basics of this concept, which in fact a good thing is we have covered in quite a few places in this particular book. So influencer marketing is used in a diverse number of ways by brands to establish trust and rapport. We're going to breeze through this slide because we've already discussed this in various places. The influencer marketing can also take, it can be taken to marketing diversified products and services, leveraging upon the credibility earned over time. So very important that, it becomes a sustained effort. That's where influencer marketing really helps. Well, this type of marketing is divided into two broad aspects. One is organically created marketing and paid influencer marketing. Now, it's very simple thing to understand what this particular marketing type is. Organically created is through requests and permissions, whereas paid marketing is where you pay the influencer. So this type of campaign can take the form of a paid testimonial offering or sponsored content and can appear at any point in the promotional offering. Influencer content may be looked upon as testimonial marketing, where they play the role of a potential buyer themselves, or they may be the third parties. A good example would be maybe a particular person who's quite popular. Okay, so let's consider the example of Mr. Shantanu Das Sharma, who is quite popular in Kolkata and across India, as well as in Singapore and a few other places where he's worked. Now, if let's say a spectacles brand, since he wears spectacles, a spectacles brand approaches and gives out the benefits and he is ready to purchase from them, then probably they would take a heavy testimonial or sets of videos and articles in order for his followers to follow him in their purchasing decisions. The propensity of influencers to maintain strong relationships with their audience is made use of. So propensity is nothing but the tendency. So these influencers, they are in continuous touch with the people offline as well as online. And this is what I had mentioned when I cited the example of the spectacles. Another key aspect that is taken into consideration is the influencer's ability to reach widely across social media through channels and blogs. If you've noticed, the influencers themselves have a presence on more than 5 or 6 different internet channels. They might be on LinkedIn, they might be on Facebook, on Instagram, they might have their own blog offerings. Hence, this factor is important to be understood. Thus, influencers, they come in the form of purchasers and retail staff when the context is of online transactions of the business-to-business nature. To be successful in the long term, brands require a global influence identification strategy and creation of a clear approach for the generation of an influential impact on the decision process. So this is very important to be understood and has been repeated several times. A deep analysis of these factors help in targeting influencers based on mindset and choice of the social media channels, and thus the influencer marketing basically develops its value from the credibility developed with the online audiences. Now we are going to look at another element which helps us become future ready. That is becoming future ready with mobile ready content. Now, before we start this slide, many of you might have intuitively thought about what is going to be said. So we all know that mobile phones constitute a major platform on which the apps and the websites reside and are accessible as we move along. So this particular content has to be mobile friendly, most of it, in order to make some impact. So for brands to survive in the future and not just survive but also excel, okay, they need to have proper components or features which are mobile ready. So nowadays, as you can see, most of the brands, they are present on websites as well as on apps. So many of them need to make their content which is app based. It's natural to it's a natural outcome of all these forces that demand for mobile friendly content on social media platforms because of the rising need, because every now and then people are changing mobiles, they're purchasing new mobiles, and mobiles are much more used than tablets or any other conventional electronic media. This fact is consistently true for all social media platforms, as some statistics prove. It shows Facebook records 500 million views, video views every day. More than 5 billion videos are watched on YouTube, and as much as 82% of Twitter users watch video content on the platform. Thus, brands today need to understand and perceive YouTube as the gold standard for mobile video content. In this context, recently YouTube enhanced some of the features of its mobile app by adding stylish playback features as well as making the logo and interface attractive for their users. So the amount of content viewed through YouTube videos is almost majorly on the mobile phones. So below provided are some of the best practices to make YouTube video content very powerful for the mobile devices. So the first element is brands should actually focus on the capability to quickly switch from different types of contents. Their content should be mobile ready. It should be in the form of videos or mobile based apps. Brands need to dish out content in a diverse set of video formats and ensure that they load quickly. So there are, if you notice, some formats which are based on mobile phones, and they are they take less space, they take less time to download if needed, they'll take less time for a playback. So these are the types of contents that brands should create videos in. Another few strategies that we could look at or best practices is they should stick to the regular and proven effective ratio of 16:9. So this is the ratio of the length to the breadth of the videos that are created. To ensure better conversions, brands should ensure a call to action around the 30-second mark for best results, and realize that they do not create videos that are longer than 5 minutes unless the content is extremely engaging. So a call to action is nothing but the request to go ahead and purchase without further ado or benefit from the offerings. Another element is they need to concentrate on creating differentiated and engaging content. Of course, this has been discussed in great detail in a lot of chapters, so we'll not discuss further. Thus, we can observe from the above practices that mobile ready data would be instrumental in defining the growth in terms of demands. Proximity is, of course, the most critical element of live videos, which is why mobile phones are preferred devices. So mobiles are always there with us, quick for access, and they are mobile. They are continuously moving with our person. Now, the four major platforms for live video content through mobile phones currently are the YouTube live channels, Facebook live videos, live Instagram stories, and Twitter's Periscope live streaming apps. So if you are a brand which is focusing on developing more mobile ready content, you can take a reckoning or an acknowledgement from how they are done over here on these platforms. Well, in this fashion, we have completed this particular chapter, where we have seen a lot of elements that are in its infancy now, but are going to become technologies that will be reckoned in the future. From the various elements that we have seen, like how to deal with Generation Z, what kind of marketing requirements do they have, to an interesting thing which we have looked at, which is AR, which is augmented reality, which ideally makes use of all senses and converts to a 3D medium what is 2D currently. We have also seen interactive media as a form of developing more engagement. We have, of course, seen how we can create mobile-ready content through the use of various videos that are available. We have also seen a few other futuristic needs and requirements for content to be engaging. So, in a way, we have glimpsed into the future of what is going to happen to the social media. The underlying technologies are also going to change, more of virtual reality coming into picture. We have also seen about and talked about the chatbots, which rely on deep learning as well as on the artificial intelligence. So the future is going to be more flexible, we are assured. The future is going to be more interactive. The infrastructure and the technologies will be more towards catering to the humans. So in this fashion, we have completed the last chapter, that is the 8th chapter, and in a way we have also finished discussion in this fashion for the entire book of social media. In this, we have covered 8 interactive chapters. The idea is to make this book very pragmatic, very relevant with the use of images. There have been some links in the book that have been shared, which you can readily go to. The idea is also as a kind of, you know, culmination, the second last chapter, which shows you application done by real life people of the things that we have spoken. And of course, the 8th chapter, which actually takes us or transitions us into the future to understand how futuristic technologies are going to be a part of the social media marketing platform. Well, friends, it's indeed been a pleasure to record this series of videos for this wonderful subject on social media marketing. I hope you have liked this particular interactive series. Thank you.